Middle School Personal Finance, Chapter 5.
The Galaxy Glider Goal. Maya held up the glowing orb.
Isn't it amazing, Leo? It's a glowsphere. It changes colors based on your mood.
It had cost her entire week's allowance, but it was worth it. Leo looked up from the Maniki Neko, the ceramic lucky cat he used as a piggy bank. He dropped a neatly folded bill through the slot.
It's cool,
he admitted.
But is your mood broke right now?
Maya's smile faltered. Her wallet was, in fact, completely empty. Later, an ad blasted from Maya's tablet, showing off the sleek, powerful new Galaxy Glider 5 inches video game console.
The ultimate gaming experience.
The announcer boomed. Their eyes were glued to the screen. Then, the price appeared. $500.
$500?
Maya gasped, slumping onto the floor.
We'll never get that much.
Leo didn't look away from the screen.
Maybe we can,
he said, a determined glint in his eye. The next day at the library, Leo opened a fresh notebook.
This,
he announced,
is a budget.
He drew a line down the middle of the page, labeling the columns Money In and Money Out.
We have to track where every dollar comes from and where it goes.
Maya listed her weekly allowance under Money In. It looked very small next to their $500 goal.
Okay, money out,
Maya said, tapping her pen.
There's my daily mango smoothie from the corner store, and those cute keychains I bought last week, and...
She trailed off. The list was getting long. Seeing all her small, impulsive purchases written down was a shock.
Whoa,
she whispered.
That's a lot.
Leo nodded.
Those are wants, not needs. That's where we can save. Even if we save every penny of our allowance, it'll take forever,
Leo said, tapping his pencil on their calculations. Maya's face suddenly lit up.
I have an idea!
She flipped open her sketchbook, which was filled with vibrant, cool drawings.
What if we put my art on things, like stickers or phone cases?
Leo's mind started racing.
And we could be part of the gig economy. We can walk Mrs. Henderson's dog and do yard work for my uncle.
Their plan worked. They spent their weekends raking leaves, pulling weeds, and creating custom stickers for their classmates. Exhausted but proud, they sat on Leo's floor and counted a huge pile of cash.
This is way too much to keep in my lucky cat,
Leo said, looking at the mountain of bills and coins.
We need a safer place for it.
Maya's mom drove them to the credit union. A kind banker named Ms. Shin helped them open a joint youth savings account.
This way, your money is safe, and it will even earn a little bit of interest over time,
she explained, handing Maya a debit card.
You can use this to buy supplies for your business.
Their sticker business was taking off, and they needed more specialty paper. Maya showed Leo how to use their new debit card to order supplies from an online art store.
See, we just enter the card number here,
she explained, pointing at the laptop screen.
It's way faster than going to the store and paying with cash.
The day finally came. They walked into the electronics store with exactly $500 in their account. But then Maya saw it, a limited edition Galaxy Glider 5 with chrome details.
Ooh, that one's only $50 more,
she said. Leo pulled out his phone and opened their budget spreadsheet.
But that wasn't our goal,
he said gently.
We planned for this one.
Maya looked from the shiny console to their plan. She sighed, then smiled.
You're right. Sticking to the plan is more important.
The new Galaxy Glider 5 was finally hooked up. As the opening music of Starfall Odyssey filled the room, Maya turned to Leo.
You know,
she said,
earning this feels way better than just buying that glow sphere.
Leo grinned and handed her a controller.
Teamwork,
he said. They had saved for a console, but they had gained something much more valuable.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson,